Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
I Hope I Call You Back by Tara Campbell, with music by Fog Machine, read by Heather Morgan.
Hello, you've reached Allison. Please leave a message and I'll call you back. Hello, you've reached Allison. Leave me a message and I'll call you back. But please also be aware that I'm about to go in for stress reduction surgery, so I may not call you back. Hello, it's Allison. Please be aware, I've just had stress reduction brain surgery that has made it impossible for me to hear people who have created too much, stress in my life. This means I might listen to a message and hear absolutely nothing. I won't even know you've called. So, excuse me in advance if I don't call you back. Hi, Allison here. I had stress reduction brain surgery last week, so I might not hear your message. I've opted for the involuntary option. The system automatically analyzes micro changes in pulse and respiration while screening my memories of the person who's calling. I don't have to make a conscious choice. The system does it for me, erasing not only the content of the message from my mind, but also any memory of who was assessed. When I finish checking messages, I'll know that someone has been filtered out, but not who. And the process repeats itself, no matter how many times I listen. So if I don't call you back, please know it's not on purpose. I mean, it's not me making the choice. It's my brain. Hello, you've reached Allison. I may not call you back because I may not even know you called, with my surgery and all. It costs extra, this guilt-free option, but it was worth it not to have to make the decision myself. Although, in a way, I suppose I am making the decision, by which I mean my body is making the decision, without interference from pressures related to personal guilt or social norms. When you think about it, it's the purest, healthiest form of decision-making there is. Your body is the ultimate arbiter, able to weed out destructive elements, ridding itself of toxins. You may wonder, what happens if it weeds out important people, like my mother, for example? Maybe you are, in fact, my mother, about to leave a message. Maybe again? Maybe you'll leave one and get screened out, although I would be surprised if that happened to you, Mom. But it could happen, I suppose, on a purely cellular level. Childhood memories and all that, I mean, adolescence, right? Hopes, expectations. It's almost impossible that there would be a complete absence of stress with parents. But then, if the system were that sensitive, really, would any parents talk to any children anymore? Would any family talk at all? Leave a message and find out. Hi, it's Allison, and let me just apologize right away in case your message gets stress filtered out. Even if I consider you dearest family or friend, because doesn't closeness naturally entail emotional entanglement? This is exactly why the system is so expensive. It's highly scientific, with a battery of tests to calibrate the levels of stress the subject is willing to endure, coupled with an analysis of how much stress can reasonably be tolerated to preserve societal cohesion. Of course, some of the questions they asked were a little strange. I don't know how they interpreted the part about my 14th birthday party, for example, or the fact that I don't remember being dropped off at kindergarten. I mean, what does that mean? What were they writing down when I said that? Hi there. It's been about 6 months since my brain surgery. So if I call you back, it means you got through the stress reduction filter. If I don't, please know that it's not because I don't want to call you back, but because the surgery is working. It's just a biological fact at this point, given my physiological response to someone that would be, is, has been, still is, would be toxic for me to hear from. I have no idea who you are, though. When I play back a message, I literally don't hear anything. Dead air with no memory of what I heard and filtered out. I suppose it's doing its trick. Except, sometimes I wonder, who's being filtered out of my life when I sit here, listening for someone's voice and hearing only silence? Trying to guess who was on the other end and whether they suspected they'd be on the chopping block. Their words essentially disappearing into smoke as soon as they left their mouths. Maybe you've already hung up, or maybe you're simply sitting on the other end of the line, wondering what to say. Composing a message you're afraid I might not, maybe even know gut deep, I won't ever receive. Still, I hope you try. Hey, it's Allison. It's coming up on a year since I got my stress reduction brain surgery. And I'm not even sure why I'm re-recording this outgoing message. Because I'm probably not even going to listen to messages at all anymore. Because I can't stop wondering who I'm not hearing this time. And whether this is your first time trying to reach me, or if you've called again and again and again. And after I listen to all the silence, I hang up and think, I haven't heard from so-and-so in a while. And I wonder if that's you who just tried to call, or if they haven't reached out at all. And it's led me to wonder if forgetting you, whoever you are, is more stressful than hearing you in the first place. So whoever's out there, please know, even if I never call you back, I'm glad you called. And yes, I will keep on listening because I've actually been able to hear some of you again, faintly, and I'm trying to hear more of you, whoever you are, each day. Hello, it's Allison. Thanks for calling. It's the first anniversary of my stress reduction brain surgery, and I'm able to hear much more now. Turns out the system isn't the only one in charge. The more toxicity I filter myself, the more the good gets through. So please give me a try. Whether I hear your voice or not, I'll try to call you back. And if it takes me a while to call you, please forgive me and pick up. Please stay on the line, even if I start answering questions you didn't ask or responding to something you didn't say. Please stay on the line. If I say something that makes no sense, it's only because I can't hear you talking. Yet. It's just me trying to reconnect. Please know I'm listening to you and learning to hear you better, even if I can't hear a word you say. Please leave a message.
The Escape by Jean-Paul L. Garnier, with music by Fall Precautions, read by the author. Note slipped through the bars, written on toilet paper and sparkling like a C note. I was thinking it would be a one-way ticket, hoping. Desperately so. Could be a blue slip, could be a 1099. Stopped with the daydreaming and got to work trying to read the scrawl. It looks like we are missing some information from your account. Until we receive it, you can't send or withdraw funds from your account. And that's the chorus of my prison song. I saw that shiny gold, dove for it, and came up gasping with a fortune in rolls of tinfoil. Tried to deposit it after sitting on it for a while, and what do you know? They'd been folded in such a way as to be a dead giveaway to any discerning eye. After accepting the agreement, you'll be all set to continue to use prison services. Just don't ask. A federal court authorized this notice. You are not being sued. This is not a solicitation from a lawyer, but it's solid advice for someone in your position. It's a battle plan for your long-winded time here. Your rights are affected whether you act or don't act. Please read this notice carefully. You can choose to opt out of the settlement and receive no payment, and you sure did. Unless you exclude yourself, you were automatically part of the settlement, and you sure did. If you do nothing, you will not get a payment from this settlement, and you will give up the right to sue, continue to sue, or be part of another lawsuit against the defendant, yourself, related to the legal claims resolved by this settlement. You've been had, little peanut. All that money won't pay for nothing, gold, tin, or otherwise. You may ask to appear at the hearing, but you do not have to appear. Ha! Wouldn't you like that to be true? Go there now to accept what's reserved in your name. A hard sentence, life, if you play your cards right. Not even enough left for you to make a hat. Too late for that anyway. Could have been a gold-plated little plaything, but you wanted high stakes and didn't know how to play with the big boys. Now what chance do you have? I'm more horny than I have been in a long time. I don't know what is up with me. It must be the damp prison walls. While we know the market has taken a turn, we're hoping if we continually touch base that the guards will look the other way and let us get all slippery. Your funds have been approved. Send your postal address to enable us to dispatch our letter, documents, to you. By the grace of God, I had no choice than to do what is lawful and right in the sight of God for eternal life and in the sight of man. For witness of God's mercy and glory upon my life, please spit first. I plead that you will not expose or betray this trust and confidence that I'm about to repose on you for the mutual benefit of the orphans. They'll all end up around here sooner or later, and I'll wait deliciously. That's why I'm taking this decision. I'm not afraid of death. So I know where I'm going. Better realize this sooner than later, because the trip is one way. Little sister Dorothy Stang bequeathed a large sum to you in the codicil of her last will and testament. But you've been too busy slouching off to know how to read, so we'll spell it out for you, minus the kinky parts. I'm a very skilled designer with various abilities and can develop anything, but you don't have the gold to spur me into action. You've been compensated with the sum of time in this united felony. The payment will be issued, but there'll be no time to count it as you relearn how to breathe vacuum. Leading pharmaceutical companies in the UK have a business proposal that might interest you, so hold that breath. Get back to me so I can provide you with more information. No, don't speak. It's a waste of air. The author uses the Bible and gives us a unique take on it through poetry. He takes the reader through topics such as nature, the Creator, Jesus, but also oppression. Not that you are oppressed. You did this to yourself. No subject is untouched, and although the title of this poem may be a shock, it just gives us a highlight of the reality of what terrible things go on in our world because of you. Think that they'll find out? Purchase is subject to credit approval. Accrued reward points that are not redeemed will be forfeited and circumcised. Please note that it may take up to 10 days to process your request, but then again, you have time to wait. I'm a 22-year-old girl and an orphan. My parents have died. My uncle is threatening to kill me because of my inheritance. If you help me, I will give you 20% of the total fund for your help after the funds leave the country. I assure you, this transaction is 100% risk-free. Same old song and dance. Sounds like good advice, and I'd act now if I wasn't sitting here counting bricks to pass the time. Meanwhile, I didn't forget your past efforts and attempts to assist me in transferring those that failed us. So that you will keep the whole secret about my success, I've made sure that you stay put for the time being. Because I knew that it was only you who knew how I made the money. So try to keep everything very secret. I hope you understand the reason why this huge burden fell upon you. You call it work. I say keep counting those bricks. You're here to measure time. Do you know the amount of funds that were kept from you? Keep counting. They can't have infinity because they can't afford it. And spaceships are expensive too. Personally, I have not found family members for a long time. They may have left without a word. I noticed that you have been receiving numerous missives from people who claim to have the time coming to you. But I advise that if you're still in communication with any of them, stop every communication right now because those people are being investigated. Fraud is fun until that moment. And we ain't at the place with the new laws yet. The loud engine won't be secret for long, and we must keep it hidden until the Great Escape. Make money, not war. Financial robots is what you need. I will give you pictures and more details as soon as I hear from you. Wish you had saved that dime now, don't you? The great spellcaster ain't free. After 2 years of loneliness, you might think hope was lost. But the great spellcaster makes us happy again. You can contact him too, but he'll have to know where you hid the scratch, if you were smart enough to do so. All that biding your time, and now this. Keep quiet. We know it's hard for you, but by all means, keep quiet. He will be of great help because he is a wonderful man. Sit there, inventorying the nothing that you've got, and wish your way to all those sexy spells. A planet all to ourselves. Money spell. Pregnancy spell. Love spell. Cult case spell. Fruit of the womb. Fibroid. Business boom. Financial breakthrough. Get rich without rituals. Bad dreams. Promise and fail. Something to breathe. Epilepsy. Spiritual attack. Mental disorder. Guards asleep. Political appointment. Visa approval. Cancer. Safe liftoff. Examination success. Good luck. And on arrival, all smiling and hat-waving, suck in hot breath of new place, new sands, new sky. Greetings from the Illuminati World Elite Empire. Bringing the poor, the needy, and the talented to the limelight of fame, riches, and powers. Knowledge, business, and political connections. This is the right time for you to put all your worries, your health issues, and financial problems to an end by joining the elite family of the Illuminati. Are you sick, barren, or having divorce problems? Finding it difficult to get job promotions in your place of work? Yes? Then join the Illuminati Empire. You will get all this numerous benefits and solutions to your problems. Beats the can, doesn't it? Recruitment scheme? Doubtful. They need people like us, willing to go the extra mile in new places. If you're not serious about joining the Illuminati Empire, then you were advised not to contact us at all and leave at once. This is because disloyalty is highly not tolerated here in our organization. Go back to Earth with that animal instinct. Those on the inside ought to know this, but some of you candy boys think you can sit around here twirling your hair. Meanwhile, we've got great plans for world domination, and we'll need a few bad men to take on the task. Don't share this letter with the guards. Of course not, wouldn't think of it. Stupid enough to botch job to wind up here, but not so dumb as to not eat this letter and nourish myself on dreams of the great escape from the planet. We'll go together when the time comes, and I'll be real handy. Since the fuel is distrust. In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard I Hope I Call You Back by Tara Campbell, with music by Fog Machine, and The Escape by Jean-Paul L. Garnier, with music by Fall Precautions. Theme music by Dane Luscombe. Come visit us at our bookstore in Joshua Tree, or online at spacecowboybooks.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and visit us on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to know what you think of the show.